How is it possible that I've been studying English for so long and I still feel like I'm not learning anything and I'm not getting anywhere? That's what we're gonna be talking about in this video. What's up, guys? This is Briller, and before we get into the answer, I just want to point out when you are learning a language, it's often difficult to measure your own progress. It's similar to looking in the mirror every day. When you look in the mirror every day, you don't see yourself changing, but if you look back after 2 years or 4 years, you realize I've changed quite a bit. It's the same with learning a language. So maybe you are improving and you just don't know, but if you truly feel stuck, I have a couple reasons why and a few tips or suggestions to help you get over that hump and keep improving. So the first reason you're not improving, and this is probably the most important, is there's simply not enough English exposure in your mind. What I mean is, on a daily basis, you just don't have enough English coming in your mind or going out of your mind. Maybe you have too much in your native language. So there are three levels of exposure. The first one is improving. So that means you have enough English coming in your mind that you're going to be improving your English. The second level is maintaining. You have the perfect amount of English where you're not improving your English, but you're also not losing it. Right now, I'm in the maintaining level for Italian. The third level is decreasing, where you have so little exposure that you're probably losing your English, unfortunately. So of course, you should be on the improving English exposure level if you want to improve your English. So how can you do this? Here is my tip. Expose yourself to English in as many ways as possible. Follow English accounts on social networks. Watch English videos on YouTube. Or the one that will really help you is try to meet a native English speaker or anyone who is good at English. Online is a good source, and you can chat with people or even Skype with people. That's how I learned Italian. The second reason you're still not learning English is because you're not applying what you learn. Think about kids who study English every single day. They study something, they remember it, and then in a few days they forget it. So they're not actually putting what they learn to use. It's just coming in, and a few days later it's at the back of their mind and they've forgotten, and then they don't know it. So it's a waste of time and they didn't learn anything. The solution to this is this tip. When you learn something, put it to use immediately, the same day if possible. I remember I did this as well when I learned Italian. They taught me the congiuntivo, and I purposely made sentences in my conversation just to use the congiuntivo. So if you learn something, artificially contrive and create a situation where you can use what you've learned. And a tip inside of a tip is the three times rule, which is you must use something at least three times to learn it for the long term. So even if you do it once or even twice, eventually you forget it. But if you do it for three times, you can probably remember that for the long term. So apply what you learn. The third reason you're still not learning English is because you are doing it for the wrong reason. If you say, yeah, I want to learn English, but you don't mean it, and maybe you're just studying English because you want to pass a test or you want to go to Australia for a week and speak English for 6 days and you're learning travel English, you're not actually gonna learn English. So the solution to that problem is this tip. Is your goal to be able to communicate with English speakers without strain? If your answer is yes, you're good. You have no problem. If your answer is no, you might want to reconsider your English goals, because the only English goal that will truly make you speak English is if your goal is simply to talk to English speakers and communicate with English speakers with no strain, with no problem. When that's your goal, you will no longer have this problem, and now you are doing it for the right reason. And the fourth and final reason you're still not learning English, this is a very common one, and it's similar to the first and the third, is that you are too focused on theory. Don't get me wrong, theory is definitely necessary. You do have to start with theory. And there are many sources out there that will teach you theory that you need to know and the grammar that you need to know. My book, Learn English or Explode, is a great resource. But I'd say once you are a lower intermediate and beyond, it's time to take the theory and put it to practice. Don't spend too much time focused on tiny little rules like the difference between I will and I'm going to. Because when you put English to practice, you will learn these things naturally. They will sort themselves out naturally just by learning and practicing. This is also why now I'm making all my videos in English on this channel. If you're a beginner, I have made an entire English course on this channel in Italian, speaking Italian for you. The theory is there, but now I want to turn my channel more to practice. So by listening and maybe repeating what I say, you can start practicing. That's why I'm doing this, because the theory days are over on this channel. Now we really just gotta get down to practice. So the tip for this problem is similar to the first tip. Expose yourself to English. Use English more. Think of a situation where you normally use your native language, but you could use English instead. Maybe you're taking notes. Maybe you're writing your to-do list of the day. Maybe you're just thinking, you're mentally thinking. Try to think in English. Anything that you normally do in your native language that you can do in English, do it. And you will start improving. Guys, I hope you like this video, and if you want to support Bringlese, I would really appreciate it. So check out my Patreon page or my PayPal link, and you will be helping Bringlese. I hope you guys learned something. I hope you are understanding my English as always, and I'll catch you guys next time. Peace.